Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joe.
And this is the podcast where we ask the important questions like, could you handle the pressures put on you by your father after he took you to see the Black Parade, a la Welcome to the Black Parade?
When I was a young boy,
I've been desperate to say that since we...
Took me into the Saturday.
To see a marching band. So I guess we fucked up because I said see the Black Parade, but I meant see a marching band.
Well, is the marching band not the Black Parade?
Well, no. We'll get to that in a second. Because pretty much the thing that's going to stick out to you is actually the next line. Uh-huh. So our father takes us into the city to see a marching
that's
band.
It's nice that we're having a day in the city.
He says, son, when you grow up, be the savior of the broken.
Pardon that?
Excuse the me? Beaten and the damned.
Excuse me, Papa.
Hang on, wait.
He
wait,
said,
Dad.
Will you Dad. Defeat them?
Daddy's got to go home.
Your demons.
Daddy,
and
Dad,
all
demons.
The unbelievers.
Daddy's been
and
drinking.
And the plans that they have made.
Daddy's Does been... Mom know I'm here with
because
you?
Because one day, Dad. I'll leave you.
What?
Oh my God. Phantom to lead you in the summer
Why are
to
you
join the
me?
Black Parade. So, no, this isn't the Black Parade we're seeing. You're going to lead the Black Parade.
Wait, is the Black Parade death, Dad? Dad, are you leaving?
I'm leaving you a phantom. I'm not leaving you.
Don't leave
gonna
me
give
a phantom.
You a phantom.
You're going to leave me a phantom,
Dad.
You're
left a phantom in your dad's will. Open up the box.
Anyway, so that's the most intense thing someone, a father could say to a son.
You just said one day you're going to leave me. And
son,
then you,
when you grow
you
up.
Paused.
Yeah. Hey, when you grow
how
up.
Old am I?
Hey, quick just, question. Hey, Timmy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Timmy. It's.
Are you enjoying the marching band? I just got a quick question for you. While
when you grow up, Timmy. Yeah.
Yeah, Dad, what's up?
Would you be the savior of the beaten, the broken, and the damned?
Okay, let's get it, Dad.
And
yes.
Would First you, off, Timmy,
and
would you.
Subsequent question.
Would you defeat them?
Why?
Follow up.
Dad, you're asking me to lead them, now you want me to beat them?
No. Would you defeat them? Your demons?
My demons?
And
my
all of the non believers.
Non believers of whom?
Yeah.
And the plans that those non-believers have made?
Okay.
Wait, Dad.
Because one day I will leave you a phantom.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean by that?
In your
that
will?
The phantom's going to lead you to the summer to join the Black Parade.
So what's the... Dad, I have several questions. First off, have you been drinking again?
Yeah.
Secondly, what hang on.
Why is Dad...
Okay, so we got to figure this out.
Well, if the question is, could I survive the pressures? No.
No.
I think if I was told...
I'm panic attack. Yeah. I run into the marching band. I get trampled by a guy with a big drum.
Yeah. I get sucked off into a tuba. You know, it's not good.
You trampled to death Joel Zammit's bare ass somehow hanging out of a tuba. Why did his pants fall down?
You're through the tuba in such a way that you're kissing the guy.
Bare ass out of tuba, my lips down to the blowpipe thing.
He goes to play a note, he kisses you in the mouth.
And then you do a big fart.
Yeah. I'm a 10-year-old boy, you're going
Help
to
me.
Jail.
Yours was so whimsical, I just got trampled.
I'm leading the parade. Yeah. I wasn't listening to
Dad. Yeah, you're separate. You've run away.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, sick, Dad. Look at those fucking drums.
Dad, I gotta lead this parade.
Dad, I love marching.
So this is a tricky one because unlike any other songs we've picked to do an episode on, this is like bang in the middle of a concept album.
Well, okay. Let's try and figure out what the fuck Dad's talking about.
Because the song immediately after this does change gear.
Okay.
And it seems like it may jump forward in time.
Okay.
There's also a lot of lyrics.
There is
heaps of lyrics.
Okay. So first of all, I'm thinking, does Dad think the world's ending?
Yeah.
And does he see me as a sort of Christ figure?
Dying.
Yeah. And Dad thinks the world's a pretty rotten place.
Yeah.
And Dad's like, son.
Dad's dying from crime?
Ghosts?
Dying from crime? What do you mean by dying from crime? Does he need to commit more or not?
You see how many murders there are in the fucking weekly news? It's making Daddy sick.
Potentially Daddy is the type of guy to go to an Italian restaurant and Don't Stop Believing starts playing.
Yeah. And oh, that kind of crime.
Okay,
not, oh my God, my crime levels are so low. Oh, take me to a supermarket, Daddy.
I need to rob a bank.
I need to steal something real quick. Come on, get that.
Okay, so he's not dying of crime. It's just that eventually he will be dead and it will be a crime.
Murdered.
Murdered. Yeah.
Maybe, then, okay, because, yeah, like, that makes sense. Or, hear me out.
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
What if it's kind of like a fucking Commissioner Gordon situation?
Okay.
And
this is about the Batman.
Yeah.
Maybe he's talking to the Batman.
Maybe Thomas is talking to Bruce.
Okay, let's explore from that angle.
Okay, so
when you grow up, will you be
a Batman or like a philanthropic kind of father figure?
No, I think it's
going to
be. Let's examine. It's Arthur Wayne. That's not his name. Thomas Wayne. Mm-hmm. It's Arthur Curry. Yeah. It's Thomas Wayne talking to young Bruce Wayne. Because Thomas Wayne, he was trying to fix Gotham.
Yeah, and Gotham was fucked.
And he says, and
like,
he's
big time. Maybe more Thomas fucked than. Look, if Gotham was a person, it was a gape.
Yeah, that's true.
A leaky one.
Yeah. So maybe Thomas Wayne, he knows he's going to get shot in the alley because of a bad dream or something. And he says, I'm going to die soon. So someone, when you grow up, you're going to have to look after the city.
Be the savior of the broken, the beaten, the damned. That's the Gothamites.
The Gothamites. Yeah. Will you defeat them?
Yeah, all the demons. Bat demon.
Because you've got to remember, because it's the song, it's like, will you defeat your demons is what he's saying.
Yeah. And all the people who are non-believers, because Gotham's full of fucking sacks of shit.
And those plans that the sacks of shit have made.
Yeah.
So far.
Because one day I'll leave you a phantom. No.
To lead you in the summer, Alfred.
Yeah. You know, the ghostly housekeeper that roams Wayne Manor?
He is a bit of a ghost.
Yeah, he's phantom.
Like, I'll leave you a phantom. I'm thinking Phantom Zone. I'm thinking Superman.
Fucked up memory.
Maybe it's just like, oh yeah, it's a weird way. He's like, I'll leave you a phantom in that I'll be gone.
I will be dead. Yeah. But my memory will live on. Yeah. And then Batman is like, nothing like spurs him on than the memory of his dead mum.
Yeah,
and
he's
dad.
Saying like, I'll leave you a phantom.
Where's mum in this poem,
well,
dad?
Well, next to the next part, sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me.
Yeah. Mom.
And this other times Batman's I feel like I should go. Where are you going?
Metropolis.
It's much better.
And through it all, the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets. Yeah. And when you're gone, we want you all to know we'll carry on.
We'll carry on. Though the dead are gone, believe me, your memory will carry on.
Yeah, and everything that Batman does is basically in the memory of his dead parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, that's one way of looking at it.
He's
then
in
a world,
heart, you know,
in my heart, I can't contain it.
The anthem won't explain.
I mean, Gotham. Does Gotham have a national anthem?
Yeah.
I mean, well, the Batman does.
What's Batman's?
No.
Batman. That's true.
That doesn't really explain shit.
But you know, his heart's beating to it.
Because like, if
that's bad for art to do.
Well, because Spider-Man's anthem explains what's going on.
Spider-Man, he does whatever a spider can.
Swing
some web, shoot some flies. Save the day before he dies. Spider-Man, look out, there's the Spider-Man.
Get him, boys!
Look out! But yeah, no, Batman, which I assume the song is called, elaborates in no way on the nature of Batman.
It's more about, like, you know, it's accompanied by visuals of him biffing and powering criminals.
Yeah, so it does
get even more Batman. Maybe I've just knocked it out of the park immediately.
Yeah.
Gerard Way loves comic books. Gerard,
he sure does.
You might listen to this podcast.
He probably does.
He loves
it. He actually definitely does. Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, we love all of your stuff.
Gerard,
too, Gerard.
Plumbing the Death Star Way. Yeah.
We love all of your stuff. people of Umbrella Academy. We love the fact that you invented Danny the Street.
Yes! We're big Danny the Street ads here.
If anyone knows Gerard Way, let him know. We love him.
Yeah, we love him and Danny the Street.
I love most of the MyChem albums.
Yeah.
Don't ask too many questions.
I know this song. Not that well as I didn't realize there was this many lyrics, but I know
it repeats itself. Yeah. And that last verse is over a different... Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so a world that sends you reeling
from decimated dreams.
Decimated dreams could refer to his papa's.
Your misery and hate will kill us all.
Yeah, exactly.
Joker?
There's a bit of a Joker clue coming.
So paint it black and take it back.
Wayne Enterprises and that car.
And Batman himself.
The Batman.
Yeah. And his eyes. He paints his eyes black.
Let's shout it loud and clear. Defiant to the end.
Well, that could be referencing to the bat signal.
That's true.
It's not really it's a shouting, but for your eyes.
Yeah, let's shout it loud and clear. I bet people in the street are like, Batman!
Imagine if the bat signal, instead of setting out the bat symbol, just yelled,
Batman! 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 Batman!
He's like, oh, I gotta go. The bat.
Commissioner Gordon should turn on. Should turn on the light? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Batman!
Batman, look out! There's crime in the city!
Batman, shit's fucked!
Hurry up, man! I'm freaking out!
No, Batman!
Hey, the bat yell is. I don't think we should be doing crime tonight.
And what is, again, loud and clear, except na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman.
Exactly.
That's pretty loud and pretty clear, even though I slurred most of those na-na-na-na-na.
That was like four N's and 17 A's.
Okay.
A couple of those ends were next to each other.
It was a mess.
Defiant till the end, we hear the call.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's changed because it moves around a little bit. So maybe it's Bat Family.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon calling up the Bat phone.
Yeah.
Getting Batman and his family on the blower, being like, defiant to the end. So that's all of them.
Absolutely.
Mm.
On and on, we carry through the fears. Mm-hmm. Oh, aha, sorry. The fears.
Like a Joker.
Well, the laugh is like the Joker. Fears is like the Scarecrow.
Batman.
Are you scared of bats, Batman? Because I've put my Scarecrow gas.
Yeah, Scarecrow.
No, I'm not the Joker.
What are you doing?
Scarecrow.
Okay, are you Scarecrow? Okay, what are you doing, Scarecrow?
Are you scared of bats?
I was, but now not really. I had like, what's it called? Aversion therapy, where you expose yourself to it over and over again to the point where I became
bats
a Batman.
Bats are still a bit scary, though, yes?
Immersion therapy?
Who
is that down in the tunnels?
What part of my Bat Family? This is a Robin. Do I mean immersion or what's the hate? What's the
aversion therapy?
I gotta talk to a goon.
Yeah.
If I put the Scarecrow gas in there, but they're not scared of bats, the bat cloud. When I release the bats, are they still going to be scared?
Not really.
Probably not, boss.
What's the therapy where, like, if you're exposed to it?
That's aversion therapy.
Aversion
I know that because I was a psychologist once.
Anyway,
I'm going to see
Thanks,
what happens.
Dr. Crane.
Come back.
So, yeah.
Release the bats. Oh, wait, no. Gas, then bats. Not bats, then gas.
Gas the bats.
What
the bats are freaking out.
What are bats afraid of?
The sun?
Predatory birds. Oh no! The bats fly out of the cave and attack Scarecrow.
Wait, do you make the fear gas? Do you make the fear gas afraid of? Like, is it what we're
the
afraid
fear
of?
Gas afraid.
Or did you make it just bats in general?
But no,
you're asking a lot about bats.
The fear gas was going to release in the tunnel, and then the bats, and it'd make you even more scared of the bats. They'd look really big, but then you're not scared of the bats. And I did it in the wrong order.
But they would maybe appear.
So now the bats are scared of predatory birds in the sun.
Hey. Oh, Robin, it's your time to shine.
Robin kills a bunch of bats. Okay. I'm going to chalk this one up to this was a failure.
Yeah, see you next week,
Back
Dr.
to the Scarecrow cave. All right, well, yeah, cool. Disappointed faces of your peers?
Superman, come on.
Sure, exactly.
Wait, the board?
Yeah, Superman and the board. First off,
Justice League fucking hate Batman sometimes.
Stop
trying to figure out how to kill us, Batman.
The board hate Bruce Wayne with his bullshitting around, and Superman and the rest of the jail are like, we're sick of your bullshitting methods.
Yeah, exactly. Take a look at me, because I could not care at all.
Batman is aloof,
absolutely.
Batman would be like, Superman,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Fuck. I don't give a fucking damn.
Language. First off, Bruce.
Bruce, this is a no swearing headquarters.
Fuck you.
Oh my
Fuck
God.
Fuck you and your rules.
Oh my goodness.
I'm the goddamn Batman.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Oh my God. I've never heard such a foul mouthed beast enter our lair.
Wonder Woman's like, you've made Superman faint.
Superman's weak to swearing.
Wonder Woman just like fanning Superman. Oh my.
I've got a case of the vapors.
Oh, oh boy. Oh man.
He made Superman faint and he donked his head up.
I had a horrible dream. Batman was running his mouth with such horrible language.
I'm the shit goddamn.
Oh my God, it wasn't a dream, it was real. Stop swearing, you're making him sick.
I'm the mother pissing Batman.
Superman does a little vomit in the JLA floor. Batman banned for life. Okay. Do or die, you'll never make me.
Because the world will never take my heart. Still Batman-y.
Yeah, yeah. Go and try. You'll never break me. We want it all. We want to play this part.
Gotham tries to break the Batman.
Bane also does it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batham.
You know Batman from Batham.
Yeah.
You know Batman from Batham?
Yeah, people looking at the runtime of this episode being like, wow, they really lost it very quickly. A traditional episode of Plumbing the Nest, I was like 30 to 40 minutes of it, just shy of 15.
I listen to a lot of Plumbing the Nest, and I can tell a late in the day episode when I hear one.
Oh, they must have recorded this one after kicking each other in the head.
They did it in a little isosceles lock where they kicked each other in the head. Sat down and started recording.
All right, boys. One, three, two.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Fire it up, boys.
Welcome to this episode of Plumbing the Nest. I won't explain or say I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's very Batman.
Batman often doesn't talk to his family. And
yeah, that's
then,
true.
Know, he doesn't like you know give reasons why he's doing things. He's like he's
I'm unashamed. I'm going to show my scars.
I think this is Joker joining in.
I'm unashamed, Batman. I'm going to show my scars.
Give a cheer for all the broken. Listen here, because it's who we are.
I don't know why my Joker sounds like that, but he does. Just a man.
I'm not a hero.
Oh, Joker's doing this bit.
No, it's
oh, it's like
all in response sort of thing.
You do the Batman part. I'll do the Batman parts. You do the Joker parts.
Just a man.
I'm not a hero.
Just a boy.
We're gonna sing this song.
Just a man.
I lost where I was up to.
I'm not a hero.
I don't care.
Okay,
yeah, then a conversation between Batman and
and Joker, and then I think it just repeats.
Or alternatively,
yeah,
switch it.
Okay,
you're just a man, Batman.
I'm not a hero.
You're just a boy
who had to sing this song.
Just a man.
I'm not a hero.
I don't care, Batman.
And shot with the bang gun.
Yeah,
the bang gun.
Yeah, the bang gun.
The gun that shoots a bang.
Just bang, and then in
Injustice.
No, yeah, but the other one, the more fucked up one, the DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah. Mm.
You shoot with the bang gun and it comes out bang, and then Joker's like, ha ha ha, and then he shoots again and the flag shoots the guy in the head.
That's sick as hell.
It is sick as hell.
Well, okay. I think it's pretty categorically Batman. Like, it works.
I'm like, nailed it.
Very well.
Yeah. Do or die, you'll never make me because the world will never take my heart. Mm-hmm. Don't try, you want to break me. We want it all. We want to play this part. Do or die. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice that, well, it is Batman if we fall hard to the belief that Thomas Wayne was prophetic.
That Thomas Wayne had some kind of prophetic dream.
Yeah. Thomas Wayne being like, look... I know me and Martha need to die.
Yeah, tonight. We're going to get shot in Crime Alley. It's
we're
coming.
We're going to go see a beautiful opera called Zorro.
Yeah.
And halfway through, you can get scared. And that's fine.
And that's okay. And we're going to go out to Crime Alley.
We're going to get shot to shit.
Maybe we've approached this because we got thrown off by the black of the Black Parade. Yeah. What if this is a recording by a man whose planet's exploded?
A Superman's.
Oh, my God.
Come, son of Jor-El. Kneel before Zod. Jor-El. Okay.
Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Right. Will you defeat them, your demons? Right.
I'm Rusty Crow. I had sex with my wife, something that has not been done by
Rusty
many,
Crow.
Many, many.
I had sex with my wife.
I'm Russell Crowe, and I invented fucking.
Yeah, I know. I rediscovered fucking.
Oh, I rediscovered coming in my wife.
Babe, I've been thinking about your pussy.
I've been thinking about... How did that go?
Babe, I've been thinking about your pussy. I've been thinking about my dick. And
I've been thinking about raw dogging.
Yeah, it's really crazy
Imagine
idea.
Imagine just like the Kryptonian equivalent of like a TED talk. Jor-El comes up. Ladies and gentlemen of the scientific community, I've been thinking that why we have penis, why we have pussy. If you look at pussy and you see penis, will
Jor-El
you,
as, presents the two P's.
Why we have penis and
why we have pussy. We have
if you look pussy. Like a simple lock and key mechanism,
the two
one
P's.
Will go into the chorus of boo.
Oh, what's
boo.
He talking about? This is crazy.
Heretic, kill him.
They're just for pissing. They're just for pissing.
I like the two P's. Paul meets Paul.
Jor-El.
What about the
what
other
about
holes?
An ass?
Jor-El, what about an ass?
His eyes just go wide.
Why,
I haven't even considered the ass.
But you raised so many important questions.
That's very interesting.
I guess we all have an ass.
I think your idea falls apart under scrutiny.
Back to, I guess, that machine that we put our dick in or what?
Yeah, back to the dick machine, dude.
Back to getting milk?
I really like the milking. I don't want to change.
I love My Chemical Romance. I'm so glad Plumbing the Death Star are finally talking about them.
No.
I've sent this podcast to a good friend Gerard Way after Plumbing the Death Star asked
they
me to.
They asked me to really early on. There's no way that it could go wrong.
You know,
for
he's
me.
A comic book author and like his band obviously very successful, but they haven't been a band for like 7 or 8 years. They've only just reformed. So this
and
point,
he loves comic book.
He's a big comic book head. He wrote the Umbrella Academy.
Doom Patrol was a lot of Gerard Way. So, like, he was probably within reach.
Yeah. Once.
Over the last 20 minutes, he's going from within reach.
The last 20 minutes. Oh, the episode's been going for 20 minutes. Interesting.
Oh, what's that about?
Just Gerard Way just, like, getting his headphones, just taking them off, laying them down.
One of the other band members being like, hey, why are you crying?
Are you writing a new song?
No. I don't think I'm ever going to write again. I think there's three men in Australia I need to kill.
Hey, guys, maybe comic books were a mistake.
Yeah, I think cancel the next season of Umbrella Academy.
I'm really upset. And also our Australian tour. Done.
Yeah.
That's fake country,
yeah.
If it's fake, why is it so hurtful?
All right, let's explore it. Let's explore it as inventor of the fuck. Jor-El talking to his boy.
He was more like an archaeologist rediscovering the fuck.
You're right.
Cracked open a fossil and was like, oh my god.
Oh my holy god. Macaroni.
This person, they died pelvis to pelvis. Why?
It's not just for piercing.
Wait a second. If there was a...
Oh my god, I need to go home to my wife's pussy.
Hey, hon, you know I've been thinking about your pussy recently?
Yeah.
Well...
Can I just try something?
Just try something. It's being crazy.
And that's how Superman was born. Babe, can I just try something? I don't know if this is going to work
Russell
or whatever.
Russell Crowe just, Jor-El? Or?
Yeah, Jor-El. Yeah.
Jor-El just run into the street. Turn off the dick machine!
Stop getting milk!
Everybody, stop getting milk! It's not just for pissing!
It's only for pissing league.
Ignore the arse heretic. He's thrown us off.
But what of the arse, Jor-El?
What of the arse?
I think you could put your cock in that too.
Heresy.
That's what explodes Krypton. The concept you can fuck arses.
There's someone like another group. But sir, what about mouth?
Oh my.
That's good too.
This goes all the way to the top of the human body. Kryptonian body.
But what about mouth and pussy?
Oh my god, hold on.
Jor-El was a pioneer.
Sorry, Jared.
Sorry, Jared Wales. How bad.
You write really good songs most of the time. Yeah. So
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, do you want to support Plumbing the Death Star, but every time you look at Sans Pants Plus, our other premium subscription service, you see all the D&D shit and it makes you sick and afraid? Fair enough, elves suck shit and wizards blow chunks. Well, there's an alternative. You can sign up to the Bad Brain Boys collection on Apple Podcasts and receive a whole dirty bunch of bonus content from your three favorite fuckheads without all that fantasy nerd shit getting in the way. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to head to apple.co/plumbingthedeathstar right now, sign the fuck up, and show your support for the only boys in the world you love. When I was a young boy...
I really like you invented Danny the Street.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a really Danny good the Street concept.
Did a cum in something, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. I think that was in
Doom Patrol,
yeah.
The TV show or the book?
The TV show, I think, but maybe in the book too. I know in the book, in the comic, Danny the Street's got a carnival in his ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to
make love Danny. Danny the Ambulance is my favorite version of Danny the Street.
Me too. So when he was a young boy, is this from Jor-El's perspective or is this from Pa Kent's perspective?
Oh, true.
Because Jor-El, when I was a young boy,
Well,
Pa Kent, Jor-El was dead.
Yeah.
Well and truly dead.
Oh, hang on. I forgot it starts with when I was.
Yeah.
No, but if it's Superman, he's like kind of maybe he's remembering.
Superman's in the Fortress of Solitude having a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and his dad is like, I'm a hologram. It's me, your dad, the hologram. I'm a hologram.
Or potentially, if you have to describe a hologram in a fucked up way, you could say a phantom.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay.
What if I just throw it? Fortress of Solitude. When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city of Krypton to see a marching band.
Yeah.
He said,
that's nice.
Son, when you grow up, will you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Because I'm a scientist and I fight for good.
Yeah. No, I'll leave you at. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut it off so quickly.
Yeah.
I really do think this is like, it just doesn't fit because I really do think it fits Pa Kent, but the Kevin Costner Pa Kent, who's fucking insane.
Yes. Like, it's just legitimate.
Honestly, baby
Clark Kent is taken to a parade that's come through Smallville or whatever.
Yeah.
He's Park like, Kent, oh hey,
son, when you grow up, can you imagine the Kevin Costner Park Kent? Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken?
What?
Son,
when
you grow up,
would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?
What?
Will you defeat them?
Your demons
and all the non-believers.
I think if Parkin says something about non-believers, I think I'm killing atheists.
Yeah.
Because one day I'll leave you a phantom in a tornado, sorry.
Yeah, I'll leave you. One day I'll leave you a phantom. He kind of maybe knows about the baby machine where he presses a button and he's like, oh, there's your dad.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
Referring
I'll
to...
leave you a phantom.
Yeah,
I'll leave
your dad. Whole...
Yeah.
Of your birthday.
To lead you into the summer, the sun.
Yes.
That's where Superman gets...
To join the Black his
parade.
Wear Superman black, Superman wear black suit, Superman die.
Okay.
I'll lead you into the summer where you'll fucking die, but then you're going to come back.
Yeah, fucking God by doomsday.
Yeah.
to join the Black Parade. Is anyone ever in the history of anything ever called the JLA
the Black Parade?
No.
You could probably get away with the Bat Family as the Black Parade.
Yeah, but that's kind of...
Okay, if I'm Parkhand, very religious... Yeah. Think my son is maybe a little Satan.
Yeah, or a little
Okay,
or
well then what about
angel?
This part?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me. And other times I feel like I should go back to space.
Yeah,
she,
okay.
Mom?
Yeah, yeah,
Krypton
mom's in
mom.
Space. Sometimes yeah. I feel like Krypton mom's watching me. Sometimes I feel like I should go back into space.
And through it all, the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets, I fucked up.
Well, yeah.
When you're gone, we all want... Yeah,
could she be like his mother, like Markent?
Yeah,
because like you know, you don't have to be dead to be watching over. Because he's always like, well, I carry you know,
that's
Kansas.
True,
Kansas,
yeah. Kansas, yeah.
I carry Kansas around with me, and I'll often do the things that I do because I often think that you know, if my mom is watching me,
yeah,
or my mom is watching over me on the news.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Markent is watching me while I fly around and punch,
and while the
Brainiac.
Bodies are in the streets,
like what happened when he fights Zod.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Bodies hit the floor and
oh,
the
no.
buildings.
Let's not open up that.
We'll carry on, and in my heart, I can't contain it. The anthem won't explain it. What's Superman's song?
Like Superman does whatever.
What is the Superman theme? Because that and Indiana Jones turned into the same song in my head, but then the song it turns into is the Indiana Jones song.
Oh yeah,
that's
right. Da-na-na-na. That is how it starts.
Is there any Superman song lyrics? I only get the five for fighting song. I can't stand to fly.
I'm not that nice. Superman. Superman. I don't think he's got a theme song.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Did Smallville have one?
Yeah, that's
that
got...
was the yeah. That was
a man.
Remy Zero.
Yeah.
Silly red sheet.
What's that name of that song? Mm.
The Smallville theme song.
You would have been all over that song. Remy Zero is the name of the artist.
Smallville song.
So it's Save Me? Save Me.
Yeah, Save Me. Somebody Save Me.
Yeah, you really went for it, yeah, Jackson.
I really nailed it.
I think we did the scarecrow earlier wrecked my voice.
Yeah, I'm sure
I feel
it was
my
that.
Wings
yeah.
have broken in your hands. I feel the words I've spoken inside.
Well, that anthem does sort of explain it, you know?
Maybe
could it be, you know, we did the Darth Vader theme before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could it be young Anakin Skywalker?
Who's his father?
Watto. When I was a young boy, Watto took me into the
my
city.
My father figure.
Yeah, father
was
figure.
Espo.
To see a marching band.
That maybe, seems like something fucked up that would happen on Tatooine or whatever. They're like, look at them marching bands.
I don't know why Watto would be like, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken?
The beaten and the damned. Me, Watto, a slave owner? Will you be the savior
of
you?
Kill me in the
will you rise up and kill me?
Will you defeat me?
Your demons and all
your
the non-believers?
Can't look like me, Watto, your slave owner.
Or could it be, no,
Qui-Gon?
Qui-Gon?
Talking to Obi-Wan?
Well, Qui-Gon could still be talking to Anakin.
Anakin. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Qui-Gon, one day I'll leave your phantom.
Ah,
your force ghost.
I'll leave your Qui-Gon, yeah.
Lead you into the summer to join the Black Parade, the Sith.
Sidious.
What about
Sidious?
Luke talking to Ben.
Okay.
Because he does leave him a phantom.
That's
and
true.
Luke wears black.
To he lead does. You in the summer and join... What's the Black Parade in Star Wars? It's got to be the
side. The dark side.
It's got to be the dark side.
Because he joins the dark... Well, yeah, because Ben Solo joins the dark side for a bit. And then he...
Okay.
Luke saying it to Ben Solo. For some reason, I thought you just said Ben as in...
Hey, Luke saying it to old Ben.
No, but yeah,
I thought it was Uncle Ben saying it to Luke.
And I thought
like, why is Uncle Ben being... And then what happened is I got Uncle Ben confused with... What's the uncle on...
Lars?
Uncle Lars. I was like, why is Uncle Lars being like, you're going to be a Sith boy?
I got really confused because I thought you were saying Ben as in like Obi-Wan was saying this to Luke.
When I was a young boy...
what if this is... Okay, let's talk about Uncle Ben. Maybe this is Uncle Ben saying it as he died, and Spider-Man just for everybody else's convenience abbreviated.
Does this song break down to "With great power comes great responsibility"?
Peter. When you grow up, it's already funny.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He got shot in the head.
In the guts. It's hard to talk when you got a bullet.
That's New York slang.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to Uncle Ben?
He saw a marching band.
Oh.
He took his kid to see a marching band.
Oh my God. His kid was there. That sucks.
I'm so sorry.
Fuck. Anyway, here's a real slice of New York pizza. Okay, Sam, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, and the beaten, and the damned?
Okay. Right.
Well, he's like, because I'm a blue-collar worker. Yeah. We're always being trod on. That Harry Osborn piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Always got their fucking life given to them on a silver spoon. Here's me. I can't... They're going to steal your fucking... Your aunt's fucking house.
Okay, Ben, we're going to get you to a hospital. They're going to take everything.
They're going to take everything. You make sure she smacks Joel McHale so fucking hard.
Because then, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers? Because Peter Parker's poor.
Yeah.
And he's like, people don't think you're going to go anywhere, kid.
Yeah, people don't believe in you.
People don't believe in you, but they're going to believe in you.
Yeah.
And the plans that you've made.
Because they're always shitting on the poor. They're always going to be like, well, we're going to build a new highway here. But the people that live here, who cares?
One day I'll leave you a phantom is funny to say as you die.
Yeah.
Like right now? Okay.
To leave one day. You in the summer. The
to join the Black Parade.
His mind's going.
He's bleeding out. You can ignore the last two lines because he's in a shit.
He doesn't know what's happening.
Okay, a Black Prey could be the symbiote.
Okay. Uncle Ben also had a prophetic dream.
Yeah. And also later in the song, I mean, there's the let's paint it black and take it back.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, maybe it has to be.
Okay, so let's assume Uncle Ben, the night before he got shot, he woke up and he's like, May, I had a dream where our child, I know, May, he's not our full-on son.
Okay. Well, depending on the timeline,
I know he's our nephew or cousin or whatever.
Maybe he's your full-on son.
Because I shoot blanks or whatever.
You know how my cum is rubbish.
May, Aunt May, you remember the comic book plot line to Trouble?
Right.
The Spider-Man comic book everyone loathed. You're the biological mother of... Peter Parker.
Yeah, because you fucked the shit out of Richard while we were dating.
I'm mad at you again.
So I shoot blanks.
I'm not even going to tell you about my dream. I just remembered the plot of Trouble. I'm going to sleep on the couch.
Yeah. You thought you had a serious conversation where you were serious about aborting
Peter.
What the hell?
Why are you and that May fighting this morning? I had a dream last night. It brought up a lot of stuff.
That boy's going to be the savior of the broken.
What was the dream about?
You got covered in a black goo.
What? Ben, what?
Anyway.
Never mind. I'm driving you to your wrestling practice.
You're going to wrestle. You see this marching band?
What, Uncle Ben? No. Not the New York slang. But then in the end it was. That's crazy.
Anyway, make sure you sell your marriage to the devil. It's a good choice.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good for you.
It's going to be seen.
Okay, suddenly you grow up. Yep. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me. Aunt May is sort of a helicopter parent, despite Peter Parker's advanced age. And other times I feel like I should go move out of home. Yeah. And through it all, the rise of all the bodies in the streets, fair enough. And when you're gone, Aunt May, we want you
when
all to
you're
know.
Gone, Uncle Ben, Aunt May, we want you all to know. We'll carry on. Well, he takes over. I miscalled them Task. What's the name of her business?
Aunt May's. Aunt May has a business?
Shelter. Yeah, the shelter.
Oh, right. Feast.
Yes!
Nice.
Okay. Task is better.
Yeah. A world that sends you
totally awesome. Totally awesome. Sick. Food.
You remember this is about feeding?
He said sick food.
He said sick food. It's like the K from the sick kind of leads into
like
it.
Comes so into the
sick
food. Yeah, food, yeah. Yeah, yeah totally awesome.
Yeah.
Sick food. Yeah. Great, yeah.
Okay. Oh, May looking after. She's dead. Why'd you change
that? Why'd he do that?
Because
Task is cooler. It's catchier. Totally awesome. Sick.
Sick food.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you
about?
Sound deranged when you say it. No, I don't think so.
I think I actually said awesome.
Aunt May, did you come back as a ghost just to admonish me?
I told you I'd leave you a phantom.
Okay.
To join you in the summer to lead.
You're going
to
lead the Black Parade.
Really what? Does fall apart about this Black Parade.
Yeah. The only one that it kind of works with is Batman. But I guess, look.
Or a Sith.
Okay.
I think I do, maybe look again, you know, with Ben Solo and Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. I mean, and again, they do, they have prophetic dreams, so they yeah, might know okay. what's going on.
So he's saying, I'll leave you a phantom, I'll be a force ghost.
Yeah.
But then to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
Hey, I'm going to die and take you to the Sith.
Yeah. I'm going to die and you're going to join the Black Parade and on that salt planet it looked pretty warm.
Okay.
Sometimes like with the summertime of his life.
Yeah, that's true.
Has Ben Solo ever referred to Luke Skywalker as his father?
No.
Father figure?
He's sort of like a father, like a priest can be a father.
Yeah.
Father Skywalker, in a way.
Yeah.
In a way.
In a way. He did, he trained him and like he looked after him kind of.
What if it's Yoda in the swamps of Dagobah? Okay. And the I'll leave you a phantom refers to when Luke goes in the cave with a ghost Vader. Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm.
So Yoda.
So it's Luke's perspective.
Yeah.
Talking about something him and Yoda did. And in Dagobah slang, the Black Parade is the swamp.
And,
I mean, just a marching band is a swamp.
And my father means Yoda. And
he's a father
the
figure.
City is the swamp.
And so is the marching band.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's try that.
Okay.
When I was a young boy, Yoda took me into the swamp to see a swamp. He said, man? Luke, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Yoda said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans you have made? Because one day, I'll leave you a phantom.
A ghost Vader in a cave.
I'll leave you a ghost Vader in a cave
okay.
to lead you in the summer?
We don't know what season it was.
To join the Sith.
Yeah. Maybe not. Also, you didn't say it like Yoda. So
oh, okay.
That's a hard one to do with Yoda.
When you grow up, son, savior of the broken would you be?
The beaten? The damned and the beaten? Mm?
Defeat them, will you?
Yeah.
Demons, yours.
The non-believers?
Mm, all of them.
And
that they have made the plans. I'll leave you a phantom because one day, in the summer to lead you, the Black Parade to join.
Okay.
What
okay.
if it's Yoda talking to his dad?
How about
okay?
It could be one of the Endless from Sandman
okay.
talking to their father, who I believe is Father Time.
Okay.
So let's go with Dream.
All right.
Or Death. Let's go with Dream first.
Okay.
I.e. Morpheus.
When
they were a young boy, my father took me to the city to see a marching band. So
okay.
again, like when Dream was quite young,
uh-huh.
Father Time took them to somewhere to like the city.
Yep,
just to see a marching band. Nothing okay. wrong with that.
Yeah, that's actually okay. a sick activity.
It's a lot of fun.
It's loud.
Yeah,
it's good for a kid.
Yeah,
there's a lot
for
going on.
Drums and stuff.
Yeah, bum 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 bum.
Got a good beat.
That was the most fucked up trumpet impression I have ever
heard. I went two heads.
I mean, I don't know if I, you know, I mock you, but I don't know if I tried to do a trumpet. The trumpet's like.
You also went two heads. Trumpets on hand.
Trumpets? Oh, some trumpets.
Well, no, there's three notes on a trumpet. Yeah, that's better.
That was the Elmo's World
song.
Elmo's World.
Okay. We'll get to that another day.
Yeah. When you grow up,
right,
will you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?
Well, those are people that do all have dreams.
They okay, that's true.
So they're like, I have a dream to get out of these terrible conditions
circumstances yeah, sure.
and what, you know, that is what, you know, dream's all about. It's
yeah.
like we got to facilitate these in the dream.
Yeah.
So we'll defeat them, your demons. He goes to hell and fights
literal
demons.
Literal
demons.
Good.
And the non-believers.
Yeah, that's fair.
People who don't believe in dream.
People don't believe in the endless.
Sorry.
People are trying to take out.
Shut the fuck up about your dream. I don't believe in dreams. Oh,
or
you dreamed last night. I actually watched a YouTube video that told me that all dreams are full of shit.
I sucked off a unicorn, dude. So yeah, whatever. Good for you.
Yeah, well done. Okay. Because one day I'll leave you a phantom. So Father Time isn't really seen at all. Like the parents for the Endless are like, whatever.
You know, Phantom-esque.
Yeah, gone. It's gone. It's like a phantom. It's a memory.
And now the two lines that trip us up for every scenario.
To lead you in the summer.
Lead you in the summer to join. So maybe it's a summer, like the summer of your life.
Okay. Summer is the easier of the two.
Yeah. The Black Parade. What's the Black Parade for Dream?
So the Black Parade.
To join the Black Parade.
The Black Parade. So, okay.
All right.
So Dream is often seen in like black, like a garb. So he often wears quite like dark clothing. He uses crows or ravens. Crows? I think it's crows.
Yeah.
Why is it ravens?
I mean, they're the same bird, basically.
No, there's a big thing where they're like, I'm not a raven, I'm a crow.
Well, I'm not a crow, I'm a raven. The same bird.
So he uses them. They're the connection between the dreaming and our world, the reality.
Is that the Black Parade?
Maybe.
What about... Yeah.
I'm like, okay, how...
What if it's... Okay, what about this? Christopher Robin. He has to give... He's an adult now. And he's got to throw away Winnie the Pooh. Okay? And he's trying to explain death to Winnie the Pooh. That's what the Black Parade
is. When you grow up.
Obviously, Winnie the Pooh's Christopher Robin is his father.
To lead you in the summer. So the end of the universe,
yeah,
right?
The end of
we can still do this with time and dream and the endless.
Your scenario has been stolen away from you.
Sorry. But to join the Black Parade, i.e. your sister's show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dream, you're out of here. You're going into death. The Black Parade.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me, and other times I should probably be reading these lyrics rather than...
Other times I feel like I should go, and throughout all the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets. Yeah. And when you're gone, we want you all to know.
We'll carry on.
Well, she being maybe, he's talking now about his sister death, so, you know, she's watching over me, and other times I feel I should go. And again, Dream sometimes, and before he gets captured and then released, whatever, he's a pretty big cunt. Everyone kind of hates him, and he learns a bit of a lesson when he comes back, and he's like, maybe I was a piece of shit.
Is everyone upset that Dreams makes everyone dream of losing their teeth or thinking they're jumping off a cliff or whatever?
Yeah. Pissing their pants in school.
Pissing their pants in school. With their dick out because I forgot to bring pants.
I always have in my dreams like that. I'm just wearing a t-shirt, no pants.
Oh, yeah, toddlering it.
And then like I'm in class, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to hide my dick. And because I can hide my dick, it's worse than if it was just like no other option.
So
you know what I mean?
What do you hide your dick in?
Like with my t-shirt. Like I pull my t-shirt down over my dick, kind of making me look like I'm in a baby's romper, I guess. Because I like hooked a t-shirt over my balls in the dream. No one's quite noticed yet, which is what makes it so bad. Because like I'm just like on the edge of everyone being like, Jackson's got their fucking pants. It's
Morpheus watching this being like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
What the hell? He's meant to have no clothes. How to keep a t-shirt?
It's supposed to be powerful. Embarrassing for him, but he's...
He doesn't seem to mind.
He looks like his fashion statement.
It's like a baby in a romper.
I tucked my balls. Everyone's applauding.
he did it.
This isn't right.
The teacher's just written A+ on the board.
I don't know if that's for him, but it must be good.
This dream's falling apart.
This child is more powerful than I ever imagined. Balls are falling down.
My balls. And then I looked directly him in the eye.
Yeah.
I know you're watching me.
Whoa, that's scary. I tucked my balls, turning. I know you're watching me.
And watching me dream. You can't make me have a bad dream.
I only dream good dreams.
I only dream good dreams.
So yeah, so to leave you in the summer, in like summer, sun, explosion, whatever, like warm, hot, end of universe. Black Parade could be referencing is his sister. Uh-huh. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me, i.e. I feel that sometimes death is watching over
sure,
me.
Sure, yeah.
In that he should
Well, it sees you reeling from decimated dreams. Dream. We found it.
Whoa, big dick.
We found it, baby. We got Dream. And the guy's name is Dream.
just one big foghorn.
We should use a foghorn instead of an air horn.
We should.
Rather than just...
So playing it back, take
your
it back.
Misery and hate. Again, you got like desire
Dreams married.
He was married.
Are they a widow?
No.
So your Weary Widow marches.
Well, in a way.
Okay.
So he was married to, what's her name? Starts with a C, Muse, like a Greek
cockatoo.
Okay, no. I was like, ah, you know it. No.
Circe?
Calliope?
The thing of circus music is?
Calliope? Yeah. Silly name.
Great name. So they had a kid together with her, but there was also, is it Nada? He sends her to hell.
Oh, okay, it's kind of a piece of shit.
That's a great way to divorce.
Yeah,
him.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Okay, so could be Batman, could be Spider-Man.
Does this make it sense at the end though? Just with Dream, do or die, you'll never make me because the world will never take my heart. Go and try, you'll never break me. We want it all. We want to play this part. Yeah. Do or die, you'll never make me.
Well, they do try and break him by like capture. Well, they're trying to capture Death, but they end up catching Dream. They try and break him, but he never wavers.
Mm. Okay,
well, I guess. So we got a lot of like likely situations, but we didn't actually cover what we said we were going to say.
So now the question remains.
Yeah.
If our dad.
Joel. Yeah.
Joel.
Yeah.
Jackson.
What, dude? I'm already scared of the marching band.
Did you see that trumpet? It's fucked up.
It's so scary.
Scared that I'm going to get my lips in that trumpet or something.
Dad, you know how dangerous a marching band is for the three of us specifically.
When you grow up, will you be the savior of the beaten, the broken, and the damned? I think at this point, my dad is making some grand speech he's seen in a movie, like the ultimate dad movie that no one who's not a dad Chariots of Fire or something.
Dad's kind of picked this moment because he's like, I'm not attached. Like, I'm not connecting with my kids. I got this is the moment. I'm picking it at random.
Will you defeat them, your demons, non-believers and the plans that they have made?
Dad, when I think demons, I automatically think, like, you know, demon in a bottle, i.e. Boost.
Oh, okay.
So,
Dad, are you?
This makes me think that maybe Dad's on the sauce.
Or does Dad think we're on the sauce?
We're a 10-year-old boy.
I got alcoholic kids.
There's no age. We just decided 10.
That's good, like, boy age for this speech.
10's a perfect age for a boy.
Yeah.
Well, 10's a good age to take a boy to a marching band.
Yeah, and to give him a fucked up speech.
One day I'll leave you a phantom.
Well,
to lead
hey,
you. In.
Hey, son, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Or, hey, son, I.
One day looking, I will
well,
die.
Son, or I was looking in the mirror today and I realized I'm older than I've ever been today. Yeah. And it's making me wary about that I'm mortal.
Yeah.
Dad, does that mean that every time you look into a mirror, you're like, this is the oldest I've ever been looking at this mirror because you're always having a thought when you're looking in a mirror?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Am I going to age, Dad?
Hey, little Joel, time comes for all of us, and one day you too will look like
that,
shit.
Yeah. That's a fucked up thing to say to a 10-year-old.
Dad, I'm 10 and scared of the marching band.
Could this be...
you just, what, Dad? I got to hear over the marching band.
Oh my god, that little boy stuck in that trumpet! Okay, if we take away any superhero antics, any kind of like, what if we just put this as in our dad? He is, let's say he's not dying through crime.
Okay.
He's got too little or not enough.
Yeah.
let's say he's got cancer, he's got terminal illness,
okay,
something
he's
like that.
Passing away.
And this is him, his way of saying that he's dying. He's telling us in a fucked up way because we're a little 10-year-old boy brain that does. What's
I really like this in that context. So he's like, sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me. Maybe a part,
oh, no,
maybe his
that part. Yeah, because you got to remember, you've fallen over the same thing. No, not time travel. When I was a young boy.
Yeah.
When is important.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get the feeling. So
that's
like
current. Yeah. So if this is the time that our dad has sat us all down with the background of a marching band.
Yeah.
To tell us. When you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken and beaten damned? Now, if we're regular people, what?
Yeah, I think
is
this
he trying to say
do good?
Yeah, is he trying to be like?
I
you
think
know,
it's like a it's
with
like,
great power comes great responsibility. Is
I think
trying?
It's like basically. Here's my guess: Dad's passing away.
Yep.
And he's looked at his three kids.
Yes.
And he's like, I fucked right off. And now he's like, this is my legacy.
These are the
worst fuck.
These are the worst fucking triplets
I
ever
really
saw.
Messed the fuck up. I had two kids, named them the fucking same name. And the third one, it still has a J in the front. It's kind of like a messy Joel. It's like, Joel Jackson. and they're all fucking dumb as shit. And I got a fucking, I got like weeks left. I got to inspire them to do something with their lives. Yeah. So I've not left this behind.
And this could be a thing where it's like, well, as a way to connect, maybe they do know, like, you know, a Superman kind of character.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, you know, they're our savior. Actually, that makes less sense. More about I like religious. He's probably a religious father. So he's a religious father.
He's just
they're trying to connect to his kids to be like,
sons,
you know,
I'm dying. Also, I know Superman. What?
No, there's no Superman. I'm just trying to be like, trying to relate to a kid, putting in terms of superhero. I was confused by our own bullshit. No, this is more like religious. Yeah?
Yeah.
So our dad is dying and maybe he's trying to find God.
We're just like, you should not be talking to us at a marching
band. Dad, I can't hear a fucking word you're saying.
You grew up with Jupiter Save the Broken, the Beaten.
Is that one of our triplets in that drum?
Okay. So I guess Dad has some
full arse. Dad, should you step in at this point?
Yeah, Dad, he need help. Dad, get him.
Dad, the trip.
I'm trapped. Dad, I'm stuck.
I would do it, Dad, but I know I'll get trampled instantly. And Dusha can't because he'll lead the marching band. You got to get in
Come on, Dad.
Save Salmon. He's going to maybe
Dad, are you familiar with the ending of Animal House where they lead the marching band the wrong way and they march into a wall? That's what Dusha
will absolutely do. So.
And you know, if you guys do that, then my bare ass cheek will hit that wall. I don't want to do that, Dad. Come on.
Shut up about the Black Parade. Help your son.
I'm guessing Dad is speaking to us. He's dying and he's got some regrets.
Yeah.
Would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, the damned? Is he talking about himself here?
Oh,
is he
no.
just being like,
oh,
you
Dad.
Know, Dad is just like, he's broken, he's beaten, or is he talking about, like, I don't know, any, like, your,
well,
the rest
again,
of your family, your mom.
No,
like,
I think he's like, you gotta get into, you know, do something with your lives.
Yeah. Like, I didn't do anything.
And like, you don't seem mm-hmm. like you're gonna do, so get out there, look after people, lead the Black Parade.
Yeah, maybe his dad, again, lived like either a hedonistic life or a life where he, like, you know, climbed that corporate ladder and he's looking at anything is like, I really didn't do much to help my fellow man. All I did was just kind of like climb, you know, I stepped on a few heads to get ahead.
Yeah.
And that's not great. So, sons, will you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, the damned? You know, like try to do what I couldn't. Do better than I did.
I actually think that this is more accurate to us than we think because
our
dad at the start is like, hey, be a hero, do better than I ever did. And then later on, we're like, I'm just a man, not a hero. I don't care.
So, yeah, dad's like, Be good, guys. Please be good.
I'm
because
like,
one day, like, I'm gonna die.
I like
I'm
the,
gonna die.
The line. We'll carry on, and though you're broken and defeated, Dad,
I think
your weary widow, Mom.
I do also because again, once it's Legion of Summer to join the Black Parade, is this when Dad gets distracted by the marching band
to join them? He's like he's lost his speech. Like he doesn't know what to say next, and he's like, and you'll leave your phantom into the summer to join the Black Parade. Maybe there actually should be a full stop to or dot 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 an ellipses, and then the marching band finishes and the Black Parade starts
to join the Black Parade
it's
over there.
Whoa! And then we're excited about that.
Yeah.
We forget that speech
or
entirely.
Or just like, the Black Parade is just death.
Yeah,
and
don't tell me to die.
Summer, like what he calls. Life? Is this New York slang?
Yeah.
Summer being life and then Black Parade
being death? I think none of it matters anyway because I'm not listening to that.
Yeah. And then at the end, I'm just a man, not a hero, just a boy, something, something. I'm just a man, not a hero, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
Just a man, not a hero, just a boy who had to sing this song, just a man, not a hero. So I'm just a man, I'm not a hero. I don't know what Dad was thinking.
I don't know what Dad
giving all this
was
fucking pressure
about.
At us.
And I'm just a boy,
I don't even
know why I'm here, I just have to sing this song.
Is it again, metaphor for like, say, talking to your therapist? I had to sing a song, as in, I had to get this off my chest because my dad said some real fucked up shit 2 weeks before he died.
The ending of the song is so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, so your dad's giving you this massive motivational speech, being like, be a hero. And then the song is, do or die, you'll never make me. Because the world will never take my heart, go and try, you'll never break me, Dad.
We want it all.
We're going to play this part.
We'll carry on. Do or die, you'll never make me. We'll carry on. Because the world will never take my heart. We'll carry on.
Yeah.
We'll carry on is me in the background. I didn't really listen.
Go
we'll carry on. Yeah,
you'll
yeah.
never. never break me.
Yeah, we'll carry on.
We
yeah,
want
yeah.
it all.
Dad, you'll
we...
never break me down to conform to being a hero. I'm going to be a sack of shit my whole life.
We want to play this part.
We'll carry on.
Yeah.
And we'll carry on. What is Plumbing the Death Star if not a whole bunch of carry on?
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess, or like in the last, like, could just be us, you know, placating.
Dad.
My father? Yes, Dad. No,
yeah,
Dad.
Yeah. And then later on.
Oh, we'll carry on. Oh, we'll carry on, Dad.
Yeah, it's like Dad was telling us next to our friend. Yeah. And then later on being like,
we'll carry on.
He's dying.
We'll carry on.
We're mocking a dying father.
I'm one of those kids that had no filter. Yeah. My dad's dying. I say to my other 10-year-old friend that has no way to handle that information.
Yeah. When it comes to my dying dad and play some Sega Genesis, I have Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Did you say Sega?
Sega? No. Sega Genesis?
I said Sega.
Yeah,
well, my dad's dying, actually.
Sega. Do you say Sega
my
in your house?
My mom doesn't stop crying.
No, yeah, mom's sad all the time. No, I said Sega.
Actually, maybe we should come to your place and play Nintendo
64. My house
64.
Is a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, the background. He's got his mom wailing away.
Yeah. Yeah. Did she say his dad's dying or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sad. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel. He said something weird the other day. He said, will I be the savior of the broken? The beating the damned. Do you know what that could be? Yeah.
Anyway.
What games you got?
Anyway, I said Sega. So.
Yeah. How do you kill Eggman? Or Robotnik?
Or Robotnik? I don't know what his name is on the Sega.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what would happen.
Yeah, I suppose.
Would we live up to the lofty heights our father wanted for us? No.
Absolutely not.
Are we currently living up to
the heights that our own fathers?
No.
Not even close.
I would say that. Look, I'd hate to speak on behalf of all of our fathers, but I think any of our fathers had particularly super high hopes for any of us, and I would say maybe not you, Joel Zammit. Yeah. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Look, expectations I think were pretty high. Oh, but the reality. reality.
Expectations, I think, for me were mid.
Yeah.
And reality.
Hey.
Mid.
Raise your hand or do maybe just a vocal. If any of your parents ever said the words, imagine if you tried. Or what if you lived up to your full potential?
Well, it's too late now.
That's pretty funny.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
I'm not a hero, Dad.
We're in our 30s. We fucked it.
Yeah.
It's too late to unfuck it.
Can't go back now. Yeah.
This is our life.
Yeah, what else could I do? Yeah. Not much.
There you go, Gerard. It ended up being a poignant episode.
Exactly.
So you can come back to Australia and you can come on the show.
So I guess, can we live up to the lofty heights of our father after he gave us a fucked up speech? No. But can anyone really live up to the lofty expectations of
Batman's the only one who gets close in
and
this.
That's because he died.
Yeah.
Can you live up to the lofty expectations of your dead father? Yeah, because you can't really argue back.
Yeah. Did it, Dad.
We
it's funny to be like, hey, Dad, I did all those stuff I promised you to, even though you didn't. Just lying to a ghost.
Yeah, where have you been? Lying in a graveyard. Oh, yeah.
On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Thank you to Gerard Way for personally giving us this song.
Thank you, Gerard. Much appreciated.
We look forward to having you on the show, Gerard. Yep. Yeah. Big fan of your comic books. Yeah. Love your work.
Welcome to the Black Parade in brackets for Plumbing the Dust.
Yeah.
Now, if you could just please confirm which superhero or comic book character that this was actually based on.
Yeah.
And who was the father? Was it Father Time or was it
Yoda.
Thomas Wayne? Or what are your thoughts about Jor-El rediscovering? Covering fucking
cock and pussy.
Yeah.
We look forward. Yeah, just email us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gerard. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gerard. Good luck with the rest of your tour. Hey, listener. Did you know that Plumbing the Death Star has a whole bunch of related t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts available for you to purchase? You can get various designs like the Plumbing the Death Star logo, a generic band t-shirt that is either a cool reference or direct bullying to how I dress in my real life, and even a hoodie that says Bad Brain in the Friends font because we are a pop culture podcast and stupid fucking morons after all. Simply head to the Sandspants Radio website and hit up the shop, or click the link in the show notes below to suss out what we have available, and enjoy your purchases.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.